Hi everyone, welcome back to Find Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you live your best life.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the show. Today we've got like a very different little episode for you guys. We've never done anything like this, have we?
No.
Like we always talk about the power of journaling all throughout our many episodes. We probably drop it in there about the power of journaling and how beneficial it can be at certain points of your life, or if you want to throw it into your morning routine and things like that. But today we're actually going to do like a guided journaling session on goals.
Yes.
Because of the time of the year.
Yeah.
It's time for a refresh.
It's time. Basically, it's the... Today's... Well, when this comes out, it's the 22nd of March. But it's... When's the spring equinox go from? Monday to Wednesday?
Yeah.
From the 20th till the 22nd. But regardless, we don't care about that. No, we don't care. Basically, this time of year, it's like... Not to go into what it all means and stuff, but it's like a good opportunity to reset from your goals that you started at the start of the year. Because at the start of the year, it's like, it's January, it's dark, it's a bit depresso, everyone's a bit skint from Christmas. You're not really feeling that motivated. The days are so short, you know, depending on where you live in the UK. Yeah. There's like hardly any daylight. You're just like getting through life, you know, you're just recovering from the festive season. And but everyone's like, set your goals now, or you can't manifest a successful year. You have to do it now. And it's very like panicked energy, like as in you have to obviously do it now. And obviously it is still good to do it then, like we did do it then. But I think it's because now we're actually going into spring, it's meant to be, is it like spiritually? It's like from loads of different cultures, isn't it?
Yeah.
Different things, but.
Yeah, like the spring equinox and... like those kind of words, like the summer solstice comes from the Celtic wheel of the year, but that is like celebrated around the world in different traditions.
Yeah, so
they
exactly.
might not call it the Celtic wheel of the year, but like, you know, like when you watch like random documentaries and like so many of these like sacred sites, you know, like Stonehenge and everything like that, like they're all in line with like the summer solstice and the spring equinox, you know, like when it's like the sun is like directly across and things like that.
Yeah,
so it's like for thousands and thousands of years people have run like their lives and their seasons by these dates.
Yeah. So obviously like going into spring now, it's getting lighter. You feel more, the leaves are growing, coming. So you start to see all the little buds coming through on the trees and stuff. Like now is the time of starting to actually grow and bloom. Whereas actually the last few months in nature has been hibernation zone, but also like you will have been feeling that within yourself as well.
Yeah.
And you might be beating yourself up like, oh, like I've had a shit start to the year, I haven't really done that much or whatever. So basically just energetically wise, this is a great time to reset and like revisit your goals, maybe set new ones, adjust them, or maybe if you didn't even set any, like do it now, because yeah, but also astrologically, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And we are not astrologers, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you what planet's in what and what. But you can, I keep reading about it everywhere, and I'm not going to be able to recite it because I'm like I said, I'm not an astrologer. But I bet like loads of our audience probably already seen it all over the gram and stuff. But like, do you know Pluto or something's moved?
Yeah, that stuff, I mean, I'm actually going to research that today, but... I know that the astrological new year has started today.
Yeah.
Though. So,
yeah.
Like, now the moon is the new moon in Aries, and that's the first, Aries is the first sign. So, like, if you, like, people listening are feeling like some kind of energy in the spring equinox, it probably is as well in line with the fact that it's the astrological new year. So, like, energetically, you're probably feeling that. So, I mean, if you want to just work by that new year, then you can.
Yeah. Yeah. So, basically, there's many new years going on right now in various different things.
Yeah.
So it's the time to set the new goals. I saw this this girl actually put it on her Instagram, who I really want to get on the podcast, who's, I sent it to you, this meditation teacher. She's such a vibe. And she put on a post about like spring equinox vibes. And she put like, anything you want is one frequency shift away. And I was like, shift your frequency to like align with what it is that you actually want to manifest, you know. I love frequency shifting.
Frequency hacks. So like the aim of this episode is literally so you guys can do it with us. So we've also got our journals, and we've set out these different kind of like journal prompts, but you can obviously take them like whichever way you want. But we've done it in a way for this to be like really beneficial and like really to the point, nitty gritty. Like if you follow along with this, you're going to feel clear after it. Do you know what I mean? Like you're going to really think,
frequency shift.
Yeah, basically you're going to be like, okay, I actually went for it, showed up. This is my thing. This is what I want to do for this year. And it kind of will just help you frame the rest of the year or even frame other journaling sessions, I think. Because I know we do get a lot of questions of people asking like, what do you actually journal about? Or how often do you journal? So this is kind of like an insight into some of the things we may journal about. Mm-hmm. Maybe not every single day, but...
Mm.
So basically, get your journals and your pens ready.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
When life gets overwhelming for me and maybe I get a bit run down or a bit burnt out, I have the tendency to run a bit anxious. And knowing that about myself is a really, really important part of my own self-development journey, because when I do get into that way of being, I usually go and talk about it with someone. Sometimes you need to speak to someone who's a professional when it comes to mental health and your mind, and they're really qualified to hold that space for you to voice how you feel and really understand your own emotions so you can move forward into your future in the best way. And that's usually when I would go and talk to a therapist. And a service that I've been using recently is an online therapy service called BetterHelp. And BetterHelp are the sponsor of today's podcast. So if you've been feeling like you want to speak to somebody about how you feel and you've been struggling a little bit with your own mental health, whether it is like me feeling anxious or maybe you've been feeling depressed, you've been feeling really low mood, or you've been having some like hyperfixations on certain things, you've just not been feeling great, therapy is the perfect place to go. And sometimes you just don't even know where to actually go to find a good therapist that you can trust and you know is going to work well for you. That's why I love BetterHelp, because it's all done online and they'll match you with your own therapist within 48 hours of signing up for an account. So you don't need to wait a really long time to be seen, because usually by the time you realize you need therapy, you just want to get in there, rip the plaster off and get going. The other amazing thing about BetterHelp is that if you do get paired with a therapist that you don't connect with, you don't really like them, not really feeling their vibe, you can actually switch therapists as many times as you want for completely free, no additional charge, until you find the perfect person for you. Because I'm speaking from experience here, it's so important that you do connect with your therapist, that you can be really open with them and get the most out of the experience. We have a discount code for you guys. If you want to get 10% off your entire first month of online therapy with BetterHelp, just head to this link, betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet to get 10% off your entire first month of online therapy with BetterHelp.
Okay, so I hope you're ready, raring to go. But we're actually going to start off really soft, really simple. And I feel like everybody just should start every single journal session with this, because it does really raise your frequency. And I know we speak about it all the time, like the power of gratitude. But like it actually really does. Like literally the other day, I woke up and I was like, need to shift some energy. And I did a meditation. I did my gratitude. And I couldn't believe, like, usually I will list it in my head, but when you actually write it down, it really, really does shift something. Frequency hack.
Mm.
So that's what we're going to start with. So I want you to really simply just get your journals and just start listing what you're grateful for today. And it can be super simple and it will come to you. And if you're in a bit of a bad place and you're struggling, just think of like the really simple things, like waking up today or even being able to see, being able to read and write. Just things that we may take for granted sometimes. And just anything that comes to your heart, anything that feels special to you today. So obviously we said within this, we're going to be mainly talking about goal setting and kind of refreshing them. But I think a really powerful way to make sure that your goals are actually aligned with like your soul's truth and what makes you like really happy and what lights you up is to actually firstly start with kind of like your mission statement for life, like your lifelong goal, or kind of just like a sentence of what you, I know it sounds quite deep, but like what you think you came here to do, like what your life purpose is about. And even though that sounds absolutely huge and it's not something you might want to like manifest this year or whatever, it's kind of like something that weaves within your entire life and something that you can kind of like measure your goals against. Like, are these goals actually aligned with me? Like, do they actually make me happy, or is it like something that I've been told to do, or something that's actually a bit too materialistic that doesn't really make me feel good? So if you'd like kind of deep dive on what your soul's purpose is in a way, and if you want it to be like selfish in a way, like let it be selfish, it doesn't mean that like you want to like change the world or anything like that. Like, it could just be like, I came here to like find peace, like my soul actually wants to know what peace feels like. And then you can make your goals aligned with that and just think like, is this worth my time? Like, do I actually want to manifest this? Because it's just like kind of like an umbrella, like they just all sit underneath. So I want you to have a think about it. If it doesn't come to you straight away, don't worry, because you can come back to it. But just in a sentence, whatever comes to you, because I don't think it needs to actually be too overthought. Just write in one sentence what you want your life to look and feel like. Like, what is your mission?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're going to read ours out because I wanted to refresh mine. I think I've shared it once or twice, I don't know. But I wanted to refresh it, but I've wrote it really badly. So what I feel like my purpose of life, it's such a deep question, isn't it?
It's fucking deep as shit.
I feel like we did do an episode on this ages ago, like what we think our purpose of life is.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So I've put to allow myself to love and be fully loved. And also, I really feel I came here to kind of like inspire people to understand that like they came here for love and peace and happiness, and that it's not all suffering.
Mm.
You know, like to kind of like rip that like blindfold that we sometimes put on ourselves and live in the darkness.
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of my mission.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thanks. What's yours?
Mine is to...
Here she goes.
Here we go. Let's go around the houses. It's not even that vulnerable. I don't know why I'm being a weirdo. Anyway, to find joy within myself and extend that love and joy to others in a range of ways. Sorry, I didn't stop me. Right, so I'm not taking my mission very seriously right now. To find joy within myself and extend that love and joy to others in a range of ways, big and small, they're all important.
Mm.
So that can be like on the podcast right now. I find joy in journaling, so I'm spreading that joy right now.
Mm.
Or it could be like, I find joy in... What's something small that I do that would has ever sparked you joy? Because I can't think right now.
Well, loads of things, like your goofy personality.
Yeah, there you go. I find joy in being an absolute melt. So yes. Anyway, so big and small things. I don't just mean like, you know, like massive things. Yeah, basically being, I imagine it like being like a energetic radiator of joy and happiness. And that like shifts the vibrations of people.
Yeah.
Not as in like, I'm here to take your pain away. But if I focus on cultivating joy within me, then naturally like I think my soul naturally just like extends that to other people,
yeah,
without even trying, just the existence of me prioritizing joy.
Yeah, beautiful.
I mean, my tarot reader last year, she did tell me, she said, Grace, you came here to just be happy, like obviously to do other things, but happiness is you. And I was like, do you know what? I really do feel that. But like, it gave me like permission to be like, yeah,
to like own it and be like,
Because that's enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that does, you just feel, you doing that, if that's how, if you resonate that is going to do a lot for the world. Because think 100%. About how you show up in like relationships and like work situations. If you are focusing on your own happiness or joy, you're going to be kinder. It's all a ripple.
Yeah.
So
100%.
Yeah, your mission doesn't need to just be like, I'm going to set up Fortune 500 company and be on Forbes 30 under 30 and then be the president of America. You know?
Yeah. No, beautiful missions.
There we go.
Yeah, so I hope you guys have got yours. And like we said, where they can be super simple or really complex, tell it to you. You might have a whole mission.
Yeah, and like, you have to just go with what's in, what is true for you, because,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't matter what anyone else's is.
No.
So the last prompt before we get into the actual brand new goal setting prompts is just another reflection prompt to get you into the vibes of optimism and positivity and a bit more confidence as well. To actually claim what it is that you want to manifest and what you want to bring into your reality and what you want to achieve and create and your goals. So I want you to make note right now of what has gone well this year so far. And even if you're listening to this episode way after it's been released, you can just reflect on like the last period of time of however much you want, the last 6 months, last year, the last 5 years, whatever you want, or even the last day, the last week, what has gone, but obviously within real time, anyone listening right now in March, what has gone well this year so far? The reason why we actually got you to reflect on what has worked and what has gone well so far this year is because we have this thing in our brains called the end of history illusion, where we see where we are in the current present moment and we completely underestimate how far we are going to go in the future. So it's like a paradox in our brains, and like your brain can't actually comprehend the amount of change you're going to actually make going forward. It thinks where you are right now is as evolved as you're going to get and not much is going to change. So actually looking back over a period of time and reflecting on how far you've come, what's gone well, how you've grown, even through the bad times, it really helps you to kind of put more into perspective of how much is actually possible, how much you are actually capable of. So when we come to this next point now of the journaling session, where we're actually claiming what we want to manifest and write down our goals, you're feeling a little bit more optimistic, confident, and a little bit more like, do you know what? I am just going to write that down and believe that it is possible, than you might have been 5 minutes ago had you not written down what has gone well, because most of the time our brains are like looking for the negativity anyway. So it's getting you to focus on the good and the positivity, and you can create more of that in your life.
Yeah, so true, because even like writing those down, I was like, oh my god, so much has happened this year. It's only like what, March?
Yeah,
so it makes you think you've got the whole year.
Yeah,
it's like
to wow. Do loads of shit.
Yeah. Okay, so now on to the really fun bit is, of course, what you want to manifest right now and what you're working hard towards. So we was thinking it'd be good to just do three main things, what you want to manifest. Obviously, there'll be little things that feed into that, or other little things that are kind of like manifesting in the background. But I think it's good to mainly focus on three that come to your heart, that just like feel the most important, feel the most there in the field. And they don't need to be just this year, it could be like in the future, but just three main manifestations within your heart which you are going to manifest. I think also probably writing them in present tense is good.
Yeah, Or even, I just think chucking it down on paper, you're bringing it into the 3D world. So whatever way really that resonates is good.
Yeah. But if you do want to write in present tense, I think it's always quite powerful. So
yes,
you could say...
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do. I was going to say an example, but I can't think of
one. Oh, like you'd write, I'm grateful for my car.
Yeah, well, not even like grateful. You could just say like, I'm the president of the United States.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just like...
I am the owner of X car.
Yeah. Yeah, like just as if it's happened, as if it's just like the most normal thing. Because that's what you really mainly want to do, is just create this like huge normality around your manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
Just get so used to it. Like, yeah, of course that's going to happen.
Yeah. Of course I'm going to become the president of America.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No, too definitely
much.
Not.
I think I'd rather be have a more chilled lifestyle than that.
Okay, so now you've got your manifestations on the paper right in front of you. They don't seem as scary. But what we're actually going to do is dive into the scary part of it, which is getting really, really honest with yourself on the things that are holding you back from manifesting these goals. Because once you kind of like get those onto paper and can see them in front of you, then that's when you can start working through them and start tackling them and start showing up for yourself. And that's how you're going to... out of many ways, but that is how you're going to get the manifestation, because you're not allowing the fear to hold you back. Because really, I know like life factors come into it, but a lot of the time something hasn't come into our lives because we are holding ourselves back in some sort of way, or there is some kind of fear that is just causing a huge block. So with your three manifestations, I want you to look at each one and write down the fears that you have of manifesting those. And you may be thinking, I don't have fear of manifesting my dreams. That doesn't make any sense. Because really, you think it doesn't make sense. But if you really dig deep and think about, like, more on a subconscious level, like, what could be potentially holding you back, there are plenty of things that you can kind of, like, work through, which is, like, so doable. But I think just identifying them is really powerful. But just for an example... just so like it makes more sense, like say if someone is maybe an influencer and they really want to grow their following, they really want to be like known on social media, maybe for what they represent, but deep down they really have a fear of being seen, and like they have a fear of maybe being in their voice, they have a fear of like speaking their truth, and like that is kind of like what they're with, like that is the reality. So they might find it really hard to manifest, because like the kind of frequency they're putting out is that they're actually scared. So the first thing you need to do is identify what are those fears that are holding you back. Is it that like if you got loads of money, would you still be able to relate to your family, to your friends? Would moving away mean that you'd feel isolated? It's like all those kind of like nitty gritty things that we don't really think about.
Mm-hmm.
They're the things that are holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you could write a few for each. Or it could just be even one for each. But I think as well, like even if this is like a new concept to you to look at in this way, they'll unfold once you kind of like put that in your mind. Okay, like what actually are my subconscious fears around this? Then they'll start unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and probably you guys, you might have just wrote out like a few little bits, or you might have wrote out quite a lot. I wrote out quite a lot, actually. So I was just thinking, what I think is really important to remember is that, like, some of these fears are not something you can knock overnight. And they might be something you spend your entire life working towards, like, literally. Like, say if it's something to do with, like, love, like, how do I show up in love? Like, the fears that come with that, like, not losing love. Like, that is, like, a lifelong lesson. Mm. So, like, I've just wrote at the end of mine as a little affirmation. I've put, no fear has power over me. Because I think, like, if you're doing your manifestations and writing out all your fears, obviously the whole point of that is to begin walking towards them. But it's so important to remember that fear is always, always, always going to be there. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to manifest what you want and find the happiness that you want. It just means that, like, you're kind of, like, learning to coexist with fear in this new way. And I think identifying them and, like, having them next to you as a little friend makes it so much less scary and way more manageable. So if you're looking at your page thinking, Jesus Christ, this is going to take me ages, it's not kind of just, like, getting rid of them. It's kind of just remembering that fear isn't a bad thing. It's just like identifying the blocks.
Mm-hmm. Because then you can move forward. The fear will probably still be there, but it's just not going to stop you anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so an action-focused journal prompt next, leading on from the last two. So I want you to write down one small actionable step that you can take today, this week, this month, something you can start to implement into your life that's going to help you take action towards what it is that you're trying to manifest. And that can be anything. I think we completely underestimate the power of starting small and just committing and showing up and doing. You know, that compound effect of all these little things is what builds up to maybe some of those manifestations you've written down that might seem like huge, massive goals. So let's start, take the first step and write down one little thing that you can do to move yourself closer to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so once you've finished that one, I'm just going to move on to one of the final prompts before we wrap up our guided journaling session together. And that is just to write down your intention for this next season, or this next period of time, whatever kind of resonates with you. And that this could be the spring season, because we're obviously going into spring, or it could just be the season of your life right now, because we're all operating in very different seasons depending on chapters of our lives and what we're going through. But the power of intention is so real, and what you manifest really does as well depend on this and what you're intending. So go with what comes straight to mind, straight to your heart, and just write down, my intention for this next season is. Okay, so now we're pretty much coming to the end. I bet you're all feeling pretty good. Frequency hacked.
We're feeling good, aren't we? I think
frequency shifted.
Yeah. So good to just, like, get everything out onto paper and be like, okay, this is it. This is my intentions. This is what I want to manifest. This is what I'm capable of. But we're actually going to end again with just lifting the vibe right up high. Because we did want to kind of like bring in our tips as well of what we like generally journal about. And like something I always do is I'll journal on what I'm grateful for, but then also grateful for my manifestation. So like speaking to the universe in a way as if it's already happened, like I said before. So that's something you can do with your morning routine, like write what you're grateful for and then also write what you're grateful for that you haven't, like isn't physically in your reality, but you want to come in. But just for this session, we're going to do it at the end. So just really simply, you could just pick like a few of your manifestations or maybe your intention and just write, I am so grateful for dot, 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 like for having this in your life, like as if you've already got it, as if it's like literally the most normal thing, as if like fast forward to that time and you're now like, that's what you're writing, you're grateful for everyone, if that makes sense. So yeah, just list off what you're grateful for that you're bringing in. So what I think, like now we're at the end, and I'm sure you're, like I said before, I'm sure you're like really feeling the gratitude, but we're not going to do it with you. But what I think will be really nice is that if you all go away and do a little meditation, you know, and just be in that frequency, because now you've really lifted up your vibe and you're like, okay, this is cool, this is what I want. I think to sit in that in meditation is so powerful and can help you go a lot deeper and just like try and sit in like the feelings of gratitude and the feelings of peace and happiness that you want to bring into your life. And then like, as in like, there's no massive timeline between the manifestations and now, like you can feel that love and that happiness today, right now. Do you know what I mean? Like once you go about your day, whether you're doing this in the evening, maybe tomorrow, you can feel that love and that happiness. You don't need to wait for anything. Like it's just available right now.
Yeah. And like, that's what Joe Dispenza is all about. Like like the vision of the future with that elevated emotion, which is what you'll feel from this journaling. Like it's lifted you up, it's got you feeling into the feelings of what it is that you want. So if you sit there in meditation with that, you're sending out the vibrations to the universe, it's going to come back to you quicker.
Exactly.
So if you want to do some law of attracting right now. So we'll round it up there, guys. Really hope you've enjoyed this guided journaling session coming along with us. If you enjoyed this, please send it to a friend or someone else that you think might enjoy this and might benefit from it. Spread the manifesting vibes around and get everybody in your life doing it. And if you enjoyed it, please leave us a review on Apple and on Spotify and let us know what you think about the show. It always helps us so much. And come and follow us on social media as well. Connect back with us on there at Find Your Feet Podcast on TikTok and on Instagram. Send us a message or comment on a post and let us know how you found this episode and what, you know, what was your favorite prompt or did you have any breakthroughs? You know, we want to hear from you guys and how you found this journaling session.
Yeah, come and chat to us. We always like to hear. But thank you so much for listening, guys, and we will see you next time.
Bye.